Welcome to the podcast from the South African Podcasters Guild. And today we go global, though. We tend to focus on what's happening in the land of podcasting locally. But we find ourselves in a very interesting place today, and we find ourselves as part of a global initiative. And I got a great guest with me today. His name is Jeremy Money. And I'll tell you how I met him, right? 9 months ago, I go to a podcast conference in London. And when you go to an international conference, it's scary as hell, because normally when you go to a local conference, you see people you know, there's a bit of networking, and now you see a lot of other people doing that, and you're going, oh no, I don't know anybody. And the first friendly face I saw, not a word of a lie, was Jeremy. And he had his booth there, and he had this concept called Podcast On. And I said, there is the first person that has smiled to me the whole day since I've been here. Let me go talk to him. And I found out about this great idea called Podcast On, and we're going to discuss that. But before we get into that, Jeremy, welcome to the podcast, and tell me where we find you today.
That's the magic of a smiling face. Well, many thanks for having me. I'm a French citizen. You may recognize my French accent, but I'm living in Montreal in Quebec, Canada.
And you were telling me it's... we're very jealous because our summer is ending. You guys are going into yours, but I'm sure our winters are very different from what we've seen that summer.
Probably.
Jeremy, now tell me, how did you get yourself into the world of podcasting? Is this something you do normally, or what's been your personal journey to this point?
Well, thanks for asking. I'm not at all a podcaster myself. I'm just a listener, a regular listener of podcasts. And it's been a while, but nothing very specific there. I used to be an entrepreneur in the digital world, that I was in France at the time before moving to Canada. And so I had some contacts in this ecosystem, but really, I was really quite far away from this podcasting world. It happens that I'm saying we because we are two co-founder, and you may call it midlife crisis or something like that, but we wanted to have an impact. After having sold my second company, I wanted to do something a bit different, and I couldn't find a cause that I would pick up. I mean, there's so many causes to support when you want to do some good things. So somehow I figured out that we might do something in favor of charities, but that would help each of them, all of them, at least a huge number of them, and probably by maximizing the potential of the digital channel for them, because even though they are all active on the web, there might be some new niches to explore in the digital world. So that's all started the brainstorming, and the conclusion of that was Podcaston, but it was a process.
That's, I mean, so much of what you said there is why it resonated with me when I first heard about the idea. This is your second year, correct? And this is the first time you've kind of gone quite broad, because I believe last year was two or three countries.
Actually, that would be the third edition, but we started 2 years ago, so March 2023. At that time, with 300 podcasters, but mainly French and French-speaking podcasters, we extended it somehow the following year, so last year, including countries like Belgium, Switzerland, French Canada, and some countries in Africa, anywhere where we could speak or listen to French-speaking country speaking podcasts. So we grew up till something like 400 podcasts, from 300 to 400. And this edition is opened for the first time, you're right, to English-speaking podcasters. So it's a brand new world for us. We were starting from scratch. In US, in UK, in South Africa for sure, but also Australia and Canada and many, many other countries. So it's really exciting.
So your idea then, what you said there, to help a lot of charities, I think that's the one thing that's caught people's attention. So in its basic mechanic, right, and just confirm here, is that for 1 week starting, I mean, we're releasing this in the week, for 1 week in March, podcasters who are part of the initiative donate their episode to a charity of their choice in any way. And I think that's what's been really, people have gone, couldn't get their heads around it, because they go, I can do it for any charity in any way that I want, which is really, really nice because it really spreads. And what's been interesting from the SA Podcasters Guild point of view is the different charities that have popped up, which don't normally get the attention because it tends to be, you know, you have your list of charities, which I know podcasts don't do. But to be able to give people that scope of going, however you want to do it, you do it, which is a really nice thing about it. Myself, for example, so I know you can either, when people have spoken to me, I said, well, you can do an interview, you can do a special episode, you can do a live read, you can put as a billboard, much as you want to raise attention, which is a great way of just spreading it. Now, you're in the third year and you said some challenges now bringing on English-speaking countries. What have been your biggest challenges in the previous two editions?
Well, the first edition was the moment when the challenges were at the highest point because, you know, no one knows us. This was just an idea, a concept. We were trying to convince podcasters, French podcasters at the time, to, as you said, dedicate one episode of their show to a charity of their choice. So the first answer would say, why do I need you guys? I can do that anytime. And that's right. But the flip is that we are trying to convince them to do that simultaneously, to create a mass effect. So that's why it's a 7-day span. This one is starting Saturday, the 15th of March, till Friday. So that's a 7-day span. And the fact that we managed to convince all those people to do that all together enable us to partner with great organizations like Acast, like OSHA, like Apple Podcasts, like Spotify and others to amplify the visibility of this initiative. So that's really 1 + 1 = more than 2 because as we do that all together, we create opportunities. But to be more precise in my answer to your question, the very, very, the magic of this podcasting is word of mouth, but the most difficult part is to start to ignite the word of mouth. So it was different from the first edition to this third edition because in France I had the chance to be connected with a few podcasters, including some quite famous or very famous in France. So once you have the kind of bedrock number of podcaster, quite influential, eager to say, yeah, I mean, you can give my name to all the others. That helps a lot to attract, you know, to move from 10 to 20 and 20 to 50 and et cetera. It was more complicated in the English speaking world because we virtually knew no one, really no one. You may remember us with this booth in London. I guess, to be honest with you, that at the end of this 3 days show, we probably managed to convince 12 podcasters, maybe 15. So they're not a lot. But those 12 to 15 converted into 20, then 30. It took time, but you know, from 30 to 50. And that's because everyone is connected with other podcasters. And if you're convinced, you have a chance to convince your fellow podcasters. It's easier for them to convince their acquaintances than for us to come out of the blue and say, hey, here's the concept. Give us 3 minutes of your time to listen to what we have to explain to you. So that's it took longer for sure. And to give you just an idea, it took the same number of weeks or months to move from 0 to 100 than from 500 to 1,000 English speaking podcasters registrants. So that's really the magic of word of mouth.
Is that the number you've landed on the English speaking podcasters?
So far, it's over 1,000 English-speaking podcasters, indeed. We reached this milestone a few weeks ago. And globally, that's 1,600 podcasters involved or registered for this third edition of podcasters. We are very close to 1,500. And so you'd say more than 60% of them are English-speaking podcasters. And they are coming from exactly 47 countries. We are quite proud of that. It was completely unexpected because we didn't have any communication plan or marketing or budget. I mean, that would be international. So we started with, you know, US, UK, Canada, but it happens to that we have many, thanks to you, a lot of podcasters from South Africa and also from Australia. We have 4 podcasters from New Zealand. That's really completely unexpected. And sometimes it's just one, you know, one from Iceland, one from Trinidad and Tobago, one from Saudi Arabia. So that's nice to receive some registration from those countries. I don't know exactly how they heard about us, but that's fun.
I think so much of what you said there like really resonates, especially across the SA Podcaster Guild, because that speaks to us, because we also felt everyone was going on their own journey and trying to do things by themselves. But once you start adding and once you start putting names in there and once everyone goes, oh, there is a bigger cause behind this, it really just snowballs. And I think, you know, we kind of look at the growth of our organization and then you kind of, you know, lay that over with the success of what you've been doing. It just really shows this power of podcasters working together, because ultimately we're all trying to do the same thing, which what it is, we don't know, but we're all trying to do it together. Exactly. And it's really powerful. And you talk about the names as well. It wasn't difficult for me to convince people to do this, you know, kind of like once I dropped the idea and I said, listen, here's what we're going to support as the guild. We did have a charity that we've been doing some work with, said, if you don't have your own charity, here's who they are. And the people just really, it just sparked and people were like, let's do this. And here's a charity. If you don't have a charity. And I mean, we got like the biggest name in podcasting in South Africa taking part in it as well. Certainly our biggest member. So it's just been something that's just really ignited. And I've spoken to a lot of media outlets. I've spoken to a few radio stations who are going, okay, cool. What do you guys need to help promote this? So what can we expect from the Podcast-thon over the next 7 days? Is there any special plans that you have, any special plans with the partners, or is it just for each podcaster to make the most of it themselves and kind of tap into the hashtags and the tagging and just maximize the social media noise?
Exactly. I mean, we do have this platform. So that's www.podcast-thon.org. Into which we will display all those episodes of podcasts. But from a podcaster point of view, that's really a very classical endeavor. You record your episode, you release it. You just have to release it in between those 7 days of podcasting. So assuming you would release your podcast, I don't know, Monday. This Monday coming, you release it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, your usual platforms. And also we just ask them to copy and paste one of these URL and paste it on our platform, so podcast.org, so that there is at least one place, one platform where anyone, any curious people, any listener can have a full view of all those podcasts and all those episodes. And so they are sharing that with their own audience, clearly. And at the end of the episode, we recommend them to use some key phrases, just like, you know, if you like this episode, I encourage you to visit www.podcastland.org to discover other charities through the voice and talents of other podcasters. So that's a way to, you know, share the audiences somehow. And social networks is another way for sure. So they will promote their episode on social networks, ideally tagging us, so that we'll be there to, you know, amplify the visibility of the post by commenting it, sharing it, liking it. And we also encourage a lot of podcasters to not only promote their own episode, but take an extra 5 minutes to be curious and, you know, just comment some other posts. It could be on Instagram, could be on LinkedIn or elsewhere. So that, you know, it's kind of really a community sharing their tips, encouraging themselves. You really have to experience that. It's a great moment with a lot of positive energy, because most of the time, as I said, podcasting is a solitary endeavor. I mean, you record your episode, you release it, and then you move to another one, and you promote it to your community. But you're doing that just, you know, on a regular basis. This week, we really encourage them, you know, to be really open to all the others, and could be with a comment saying, oh, I love your charity, I didn't know it, or I love your episode, I love your Hardcraft, maybe. And watch out, I mean, in 2 days, mine will be released too, and you'll be surprised, because this or that. So that's really kind of a nice mess. A lot of mentions on the social networks. But what we like is really the vast array of causes and charities that would be promoted, that would be highlighted. I can say hi. I'm discovering a lot of them, a lot of causes that I didn't know. For sure, no one can listen to 1600 episodes, or it would take time. But you know, sometimes you're just attracted by, I don't know, cover, a name or a title, and then you want to listen to that, and you say, okay, I will give a chance to this episode for 5 minutes, but you ended up listening to 1 hour because it was really really inspiring. So that's personally what I like. And there is kind of parallel between the vast diversity of podcasts. I mean, there is a podcast for pretty much everything, right? Pretty much every subject. But that's the same with charities. I mean, there is a charity for pretty much every cause. So it's a good match between those the variety of podcasts on the one hand and the variety of charities on the other hand. And when there's a match, it's great because I love when a podcaster writes somewhere on LinkedIn, on Instagram, that he found out a charity perfectly aligns with his editorial line, for example. That's great. But some of them would say, you know, not most of the time I would talk about, I don't know, marketing or, you know, entrepreneurship. But this time I would talk about something a bit different. I would go out from my editorial line because, you know, I personally care a lot about this charity, and I will explain to my audience why. And it's come from the heart. Most of the time those episodes are really moving.
That's 100% right. And I think, you know, you've said so much there that goes for the Siphoning Podcasters. We've seen the power of community ourselves, and now we've opened up to a whole new world of other podcasters that we might not have known about, and in our own genres. And we've even seen some people join, because not all the South African podcasts are actually South African Podcaster Guild members. So how they learned about it is actually shows the power of that. The discoverability is really good, because, you know, I think one of the things people always battle with podcasts is, where do I find a podcast? Where do I start? And we still have that challenge in South Africa of people still think a podcast is linked to Apple, and I can only have an Apple device and that. So somewhere where you can go, that you got these podcasts that are worldwide, a whole bunch of topics, and ultimately are produced by people who do good, right? Because the misconception and that we're still breaking down in South Africa, and we're getting there, is that podcasts are done by egotists. They're done by these pod bros like, you know, Mr. Rogan, they're, you know, south of you. And it goes, there's people who can do a lot of damaging things with podcasts, but here's 1,600 people who are doing really, really good things, and podcasts can be a force for good, right? And exactly. It's a chance for us as podcasters. We're any content creators, we're all about, oh, like, share, subscribe. It's all about me, and what you as a listener give to me. And it just goes, you know what, for like maybe 30 minutes in your week, do something for somebody else. And it's so rewarding. And I actually recorded my episode this week. And we do a nostalgia show set in the 1980s. We talk about all the things happening there. And I spoke to a charity called Headway, who help people with brain injuries. And we spoke about the concept of using nostalgia in therapy. So how does old music, how does memories, how do old smells and scents and things like that? And we made that match. And I'm so looking forward to how people have gone, you've got a show that does this. How have you made the link and been really creative and clever about it? And I think that's going to be the real rewarding thing for people to come out on the other side.
All good shows have a superpower, you know, and I mean it. I mean, you have an audience. It's a gift to offer this audience to a charity. Because if you think about that from a charity point of view, and it's not that easy to connect to a wider audience. It's not that easy. I mean, you may have your database of donators, but when you want to move from, I don't know, 100 to 200, it takes an effort, you know, to convince more people. And it's probably not by having a million views on Instagram. I mean, it might be useful for your brand awareness, but it's not exactly explaining exactly what you do and why you need help or funding or just volunteers. While if you offer your mic for, let's say, 30 minutes, 1 hour maybe more, to a charity, I mean, you have a chance to have a nuanced speech. You have a chance to convey emotions. You have a chance to, you know, connect with those people by explaining in details with stories and the power of storytelling why you're doing that, what are your inner motivations, and why you might be tempted to, you know, I mean, those listeners might be tempted to help you because, I mean, just something is happening. You know, you take time to listen to what they say. And that's, I mean, probably podcasting is the best medium for that. You guys, you podcasters are great storytellers. You know how to spot out the best questions and you know, to ask those questions, to get answers. So that's really a gift for charities to receive this audience from you.
Yeah, totally. And it's a kind of like that, hey, if that guy says that and says that is a good charity for me to look into, there's some value in that. And it's just that power
loyal
of the community.
To you.
Yeah, which is great. So obviously Podcast-on, it's if you're listening to this in the week from 15th of March, it's happening now. If you're a podcaster, there's still time to sign up, right? I mean, there's no closed date, you're still involved in it. And I think also get into the habit of just going, well, you know what, it doesn't have to be 1 week a year. Don't wait for this global event. Like, get into the habit of going, like, every now and again, let me do something, let me recap. Because if you're covering a charity today, let's go see how they're doing in 3 months. Let's catch up with them
exactly.
You know, it doesn't, this is the start. This week is the start. It's not the end of it. You know, we don't have to wait once a year. And get into that good habit, because I think too many people get into podcasting and the first question everyone asks is, how do I make money? And I think we should start asking, how do I make a difference? And once you do that with your podcast, I think your value and your fulfillment comes out in something else. It's not just rands and cents or, you know, dollars and cents in the rest of the world. So I think we've got to change our
mindset. And both could be related, you know.
Yes, 100%.
I'm pretty convinced about that, because if you can prove that you have some genuine values, and most podcasters are value-driven. I mean, it helps to convince sponsors because, you know, I mean, all the sponsors, they don't know you exactly. And if they can listen to one episode showing that you have some kind of heart and values, I mean, that would be reassuring for them to say, okay, I probably that the audience is alike, and I would give my money to this podcast rather than another one, because this one seems to be, you know, aligned with my own values, and values are really important for companies now. So, I mean, I'm not saying that you should do that to attract sponsors, but it might somehow help, or at least it won't hurt anything.
You know, you got to stand for something, you know, so that's, exactly. That is the place to start. So, you know, you always got to ask the question is, obviously an event like this, an initiative like this, where do you see it going? What do you want it to be over the next couple of years and develop into?
Well, so that's for first edition with English speaking podcasters. Ideally, next edition, we will open it to Spanish-speaking podcasters, because there's a huge potential there, and Portuguese in Brazil and Portugal. The limiting factor so far is our resources, human resources, and then the funding we might get, because it doesn't cost millions of dollars, whichever currency you like. But it takes money, and we are very small teams, and we all volunteering our time. So, according to that, we may get some, you know, we have a lot of ideas for sure, but it takes time and resources to go through them. So for sure, next year we'll open it to new languages. Could be more than Spanish, ideally. Could be German, Italian, could be anyone, Arabic, Chinese, Mandarin. That would be my dream. Another dream that I have would be to, as you stressed out, could be not to transform that into not just a yearly event, but a year-long event with, I don't know, maybe physical meetups or more opportunities for charities to connect with podcasters on different ways, with different opportunities. So we have a lot of ideas about that, but, you know, once again, it takes project management, it takes some resources, and it's not that easy. But I mean, the sky is the limit. We are quite new, quite young. It started 2 years ago. And hopefully in 2 years and in 6 years, it will be much higher with more impact, probably. But that's what we are trying to do.
I'll tell you what we'll look at as the Podcaster Guild. We've got, besides English, we've got 10 other official languages in South Africa, and we also include sign language in that. So what we'll do is we'll start bringing isiZulu and Xhosa and all our other languages into the podcast on. So let's see how far we can go with that. It's been so great looking at your website and actually watching the countdown, because you've had the countdown to the day. And it's been quite scary watching it go from 90 or so or to, down to... It currently sits at 1 day, 8 hours. And it's like, that's very exciting. Jeremy, this is such a great initiative. I've loved it from the second I saw it. You were the first person I spoke to, and it stuck with me. And I was like, we have to get back. We have to do this. I'm so glad we're into it. If you're a podcaster and you haven't done your podcast yet, do it. You can still release it this week and just release it anytime, actually, because you're doing it for good. The information is on podcastthon.org. It's only one T. Everyone keeps putting two T's and saying, I can't find
this. Just podcast, T-H-O-N at the end. Yes, like marathon. Yeah, but no, I understand that it's not that easy to pronounce for an English-speaking person. It's easier in French, probably. But yeah, as long as you can write it, that's perfect.
That's it. And if you do put it in Google, we'll find it for you. And then obviously we'll put all the details in the show notes, as well as links to Jeremy on LinkedIn, and you can connect with him and see the great work he is doing. Congratulations to everyone who has signed up and taking part, not just here, but around the world. And we're glad to be part of the first English cohort. And here's to many more. Jeremy, enjoy the next couple of days. And at the end of it, sit back and enjoy what you've done. Yeah. It will be epic.
Many, many thanks for that.